Education is perhaps the number one issue for voters considering who to elect as Philadelphia's next mayor. The Democratic candidates met in what turned out to be a pretty lively debate last night, moderated by WHYY senior education reporter Kevin McCrory. Kevin, thanks for joining us and take us to school.
Thank you, Dave. Well, the debate was held before a large crowd in the auditorium of Childs Elementary in South Philadelphia. Five of six Democratic candidates were there in attendance, lining a table on the stage. Those five would be State Senator Anthony Hardy Williams, former City Councilman Jim Kenney, former Common Pleas Court Judge Nelson Diaz, former State Senator Milton Street, brother of former Mayor John Street, and former PGW Executive Doug Oliver.
I don't believe I heard you cite Lynn Abraham.
She didn't attend. She originally confirmed, but later dropped out. So the first question I put to them was whether or not they would fulfill the school district's current $103 million ask of the city. All candidates said that they would. Right now, Mayor Nutter has a plan to meet that ask by raising the city property tax by 9.3%. Here's what happened when I asked them if they would support that proposal.
Mr. Kenney.
No.
Mr. Williams.
One word answer, no.
Mr. Street?
Nope.
Mr. Diaz?
Definitely no.
Mr. Oliver?
No.
If not running for mayor, former city councilman Kenney would have been in a position to vote on this proposal. His rationale for no is based on the city's recent actual value initiative.
People just went through a terrible AVI experience, and they should not have to be backed up again with a 9.3% real estate tax increase. And I would also wait to see how successful Governor Wolf is. So that number may be a moving target. So let's not jump the gun.
Kevin, we heard a whole lot of no. What were the yeses? What were the positive ideas?
Okay, so there were some ideas. Milton Street talked about selling city assets to make up that money. Doug Oliver mentioned getting the city's nonprofit universities to pony up payments in lieu of taxes. Senator Williams referenced revenue from a land bank. Diaz mentioned shifting tax burden to businesses, but no one gave a detailed accounting of things that would add up to that recurring $103 million in the Nutter plan.
Kevin, for years, the debate has in part been about the role of public charter schools. Did the candidates distinguish themselves on that front?
Well, I'd say that Street and Diaz were the most skeptical of charters. Kenny said he'd be more favorable if Harrisburg returned the line item that helps districts defray their costs. Oliver and Williams, though, both said the real focus should be on school quality, not school type. Here was Senator Williams on the issue.
We need to be honest. These children are suffering. These families out here are suffering, and we're pandering to one group versus the other. I refuse to do that. Charters, publics, magnets, all of them should be a part of the public school experience, and we need to stop beating up on one type and face the facts. We need to fix them all and fund them all.
Doug Oliver was also probably the most insistent that all city agencies should be thinking about ways to improve Philadelphia's educational opportunities.
It's a larger issue, and we should look at our $3.9 billion city budget through the lens of how we educate our kids. And in that case, then you look and you say, how do you have a health department without having nurses? And how do you have a DHS without having counselors? And I would think that every city agency could look at its own individual budget through the lens of how we educate our kids.
Let's note Pennsylvania Democratic Governor Tom Wolf has an ambitious budget agenda, giving Philly schools a major financial boost. Kevin, that plan needs to win the approval, though, of the Republican-held legislature.
Right. Most of the candidates did present a plan for this, how they would go to Harrisburg, how they would work with the Republicans there to fight for more Philadelphia funding. Most notably, though, was the fact that Milton Street didn't. On this question, like many throughout the evening, his answer revolved around race.
We have 75,000 blacks, 25,000 Hispanics, and we as group don't have enough money to fund these schools. So we got to go to Harrisburg, and I'm going to put it right on the line, and ask white legislators to give their white taxpayers dollars to Philadelphia to educate some black and Hispanic children. It's not going to happen. Come on, people, wake up and taste the veggie burgers, you know?
When Kenny talked about the importance of city and state Philadelphia politicians being on the same page in Harrisburg, it evoked one of the biggest crowd responses of the night.
Why would he need to go to Harrisburg as mayor? You don't need to go. We send people to Harrisburg.
I'm glad you're not going to go because I don't think it'll be helpful.
It doesn't help.
Kevin, for listeners interested in another taste of the veggie burger, will there be more of a chance to hear the candidates' views on education between now and the election in May?
Right. So we have another month and a half until that May 19th primary. And next week, there will be another one of these forums just on education that will be hosted by the students at Central High School.
Thanks, Kevin.
Thanks, Dave.
WHYY senior education reporter Kevin McCrory on Newsworks Tonight.